into today, and Scott, I understand it's been kind of a whirlwind over the last, not even 24 hours, 18 hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Board meeting at 7 o'clock, and I patiently sat and waited for my agenda item to come up, and it was fantastic. I mean, the board, I couldn't be happier with the board, and they had great questions. There was great excitement, and here we are. You know, the program itself is so exciting for us, and you know, it really hasn't sunk in, you know, that night until about 5:36 this morning when my phone started going off.
So you know, you want to have a team for this fall, right? You want to have a team for this fall. Mm-hmm. So what do you do now? I mean, coach, players, raising money, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah,
what do you do?
When we started with this proposal, we we sat down and laid it all out, went through the process, and there is a process with this, and of course you sit down and we have headbanger sessions where we just try to come up with every scenario. Well, what about this? Or do we have locker room space? What kind of equipment do we need? You know, just try to cover everything that we can, and everything just kind of fell into place. It just logically fell into place, and I really, really felt good. And the community support, and I got a letter from Tom Berman and Joe Ligursky and Cammy Etheridge and Darren Dunn down at UNC and Christy Slideth out of Colorado State, senior women's administrator, wrote us letters. All the high schools and their principals wrote us letters, and so the support was overwhelming. I mean, it was overwhelming, and I really felt good about it. So that first week, I believe it was February 3rd, we brought the proposal to the board for the first time, and after they had studied it and had some initial comments, I really felt good. I felt positive with the financials that we were going to give them, and we started recruiting. That day, so February 4th, we started recruiting. Been to Burns, been to East, been to Central, of course, been to South, and letters go out tomorrow to potential recruits. And you know, it's one of those deals where, hey, I'm not the head coach, but we're interested in you. We really mm-hmm. like you, and we just want to keep a door open for you. You know, last year we had six girls that graduated and went on to play basketball. Not that all of them would have come to LCCC, but we certainly would have got some of them. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are four or five, you know, good kids right now that are local that want to go on and play, and now we've got that opportunity. So I've already set in some of the foundation with the recruiting process. Want to have a coach on board in April. So that they can then take over, get some signings in. Summer ball, summer workouts begin, and we kick it off in fall of 16.
Yes, you mentioned your phone's been blowing up since 5:36 this morning, yeah. And there's coach, there's players, there's yes. everything. Is would number one priority right now be the coach, or is there really how would you kind of rank the priorities if you had to right at this point?
Right now, it's always players. Mm-hmm. It's always about players, and so our priority right now for me. For the head coach will come. We're going to get a quality head coach. I mean, we've had phone calls of people already wanting to recommend people that would be interested in looking at the job. I'm actively recruiting head coaches as well to call them to let them know that, hey, we've got this situation. I think you would fit. So we're going through that process right now. But it does come down to the players. And what I want to be able to do is once we do sign somebody as a head coach, I can sit down and say, here's your list. They've been contacted. They know we love them. Let's go to work. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we'll go from there. Players, head coach, program.
LCCC Athletic Director Scott Noble joining us here in the program. We're talking about the women's basketball program being reinstated. 1992, the last time there was a women's basketball. You know, I was 14 years old and going into... I was in junior high, yeah. So this is a long time. I wasn't even here.
I was yelling and screaming at college kids at Fort Hays State University.
Now, what about the funding for the program? Money for the you know you yep. you have to have some you sort bet. Of funding to bring in a new program. Where does that come from? How do you get started getting that? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, you know, the pieces of the funding model are everything from salary monies to operational monies to gift in kind, which is our foundation money, fundraised money, and then we have auxiliary funds, which are monies that are generated through the program, camps, summer clinics, those types of things. So with all of those different resources, you sit down and there's a model that's in place. We bring in 18 headcount at 15 hours. Typically, we're going to take 15 hours because if we lose three, we're still eligible with 12. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so we have 15, which raises our FTE number to 22.5. So now that 22.5, we're paying tuition, we're paying dorms. You know, there's some income from those 18 additional headcounts that we have. And then we take and we put that budget into place. We're matching what the men do in terms of an operational budget. We have a salary budget, which for us, we're very fortunate. We had some salary money that was still in place at the college that wasn't being used. So that was a great source for us. And then all said and done, and you throw the mathematics into it, and I'm $21,000 short. So now it's up to me with the great help of Lisa Murphy and our foundation. We go out and we target specific individuals first, community, and look for that support. And to be honest with you, it's great. Mm-hmm. I've already had a couple of phone calls with people wanting to write us checks, and so that's great. Now, in the paper today, it did mention that
I didn't write it.
It was mentioned that I would guarantee the $25,000 with my salary. So Cheyenne, I need a little help. Mrs. Wonderful is in Utah at Pocatello at Pocatello for the Simplot, and she hasn't read the paper and she can't hear this program.
You better have it. She can hear it if she's listening online.
Oh my gosh!
Luckily, I don't have her phone number. I said, "Hey, your husband's going to be on the radio today. You might want to tune in." Right?
Just lost $25,000, but yeah, it's really really exciting, and I'm so proud of the people that helped make this possible, and the support of Dr. Joe Schaefer and Vice President Judy Hay, and you know, all of the people involved. It's been great, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to go into a place excited about jumping into the strategies and the vision that our institution has, and taking that and filling in with athletics. We increase enrollment. That's a strategic goal for us, to remodel facilities, to update facilities. All of that is involved with athletics, and we can do that, and we can show that, you know what, over the course of the year in the new biennium in 19, those new 18 additional headcounts will pay off upwards of $100,000. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a $25 investment for 3 years to, in hopes, get the payoff at the end, I think it's a great investment.
And I remember when LCCC brought sports back in the early 2000s where, mm-hmm. you know, they thought, you know, yeah, we want to just, you know, we can get, you know, regional kids. But I don't know if they truly understood the commitment it takes, both financially and in a lot of other ways, to sure. not just field teams, but competitive teams and good environments. But in the past few years, they've certainly, and obviously with your leadership, you understand that. And absolutely. I think they've understood that for a while now. So, but with the plans in place and the things, granted, there's a lot of work to be done, but do you feel like not only, yeah, we're going to field a competitive program, and we're going to, like any college, they look outside, inside out as far as recruiting goes, but you can, you know, build a solid program, not just, oh, we got, like you said, it's always good to get more kids in the, you know, good enrollment, but you also want to field a competitive program. You want to give the kids a good experience when they're here. And I don't know if that was necessarily all thought out of back in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. but certainly has been the last better part of a decade at LCCC. So do you feel comfortable that, yeah, it's going to take time to build a program, mm-hmm. but the pieces and the tools and the resources are there to, you know, like where your soccer programs are, even your men's, all your programs,
you bet.
They're on pretty solid footing.
Yes.
You feel like your women's basketball program, like I said, it takes a while to build it, mm-hmm. but it can grow to where your other programs are.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. The thing is, with men's basketball, men's basketball. We deal with a lot of transfers. We deal with Division I institutions calling us saying, hey, this is a kid that we'd like for you to take in your program, and in 2 years we want him back. We have that going on right now with our men's program. The thing is, when I came in and I sat down with our men's basketball staff, I said, there are always a couple of kids out of the state of the Wyoming that can play for us, that can play the game. And right now we've got three that we feel like in our county that can play for us. And we are actively recruiting those guys to be a part of our program, and we will continue to do that. Women's sports, on the other hand, we can get most everything within about 100 miles of Cheyenne. Look at our volleyball program. Our volleyball program, you throw a loop around Cheyenne, and that's where our girls are from. And, you know, we're one win away going to the national tournament this year in volleyball. Women's soccer with Jim Garner being our coach. We find a way to sign the best players out of Wyoming to come in and play for us, and we always keep some, and we're getting a couple more that are from this area, and we got the Gatorade Player of the Year and Tristan White in our men's soccer program, you know, and he's a Riverton guy, so it's very important for us to be able to hone in on our local talent first, and then go outside with this program. Again, I see it very similar to our volleyball program. We're going to sign our area kids that want to come to school and want to get a chance to not only get an education, get a great foundation, but play competitive basketball at the collegiate level and a chance to become a better player to possibly go on and play. And once, like I said, this year, there's already four or five that we're already looking at. And then you throw a 90-mile loop around us, and that, to be honest with you, that's where our roster will typically come from.
What is it about you and building projects from the ground up? Because you were the AD at South, getting the athletic first one. I mean, you were the first football coach for a year, and sure. And then, you know, building athletics from the ground up at the high school level. Now you're bringing a new program on. What is it about that? You just like the challenge of it,
That's right. It's the job is as big and as challenging as you want it to be.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that. It would have been very easy to go in and sit down and go, whoa, I just went from 21 sports to four and sit back in my chair and schedule games and officials. Mm-hmm. But that's not why they hired me. They hired me to help meet a strategic plan that's already in place that involves growth. And with that, of course, comes my personality, and if you truly want it done, then let's do it. Mm-hmm. Then let's do it right, and let's get it going. This was logical. It fits Region 9. It fits with our scheduling, so I don't have to play on a Wednesday night anymore. We can play the Friday-Saturday combination games and have a women's game followed by a men's game, travel. Everything fits, and it just makes it more viable for us as an institution. My gosh, guys, we're in Cheyenne, Wyoming, capital city. All eyes are on us. We're the largest community college in the system, and we have the poorest facilities, and we don't have as many sports as anybody else. We've got the fewest of anybody. We need to be the big boy, and I'm so proud to get an opportunity to try and make it great and make it better. And with the support that I've got from the president on down, my current staff, it is a great feeling to be able to come to work every day and have the support that you have to better our program and our institution and our community.
So last one, we'll leave you with this. Women's basketball in the fall, what's next? What's next up there in the old noggin? What are you thinking on?
Chairman, our board chairman, Ed Mosier, his comment to me was in the proposal phase in early February. He said, now, Scott, you came up here with this proposal. If we do all of this and this goes through, can you tell me that you're not going to come right back right away and want something else? And I said, well, thank you for having me.
So that's a no, right?
That was a no. We have plans, absolutely, every year. And I told the board as such, you know, every year we have plans. My gosh, we were golf national champions in 91 and 92.
Gee, I wonder where he's
and
going
we
with
have
this.
And we have and we have some of those team members are right here in our community mm-hmm. today. Cross country. Most all of the junior colleges in Wyoming have that program. Like what mm-hmm. Capital's Cheyenne, now we're just not big enough to have it. No. You know, so those are out there. Otero just added wrestling. Sterling, Colorado at Northeastern just added wrestling.
Don't keep
Powell has
on,
wrestling. Western Wyoming has wrestling. Not that I'm saying wrestling, but I mean there's other opportunities. There are other opportunities to increase opportunities for students who want to participate at the collegiate level. And that's my job. My job is to be able to fund it, strategically fund it, so that we can show a need through what we already have in our community. We have great wrestling here in Wyoming, especially on the eastern side of the state. And, you know, it fits cross country. We're very good cross country. Laramie, Cheyenne Central, East, even South, the cross country programs are yeah. fantastic. And golf. I mean, who doesn't like Keith?
Oh, I'm a golfer.
Well, there we go. Okay. Well,
I think I have some eligibility left, too, maybe. Go back to school.
And make him pay it to be on the team. So.
I tell you what, we've run out of some time here, but I will say, I think you said wrestling six times during that last minute stretch. And well, good luck to by the way, Scott's son, Cade, is going to be at the National Junior College Tournament coming up. So, yeah,
excited about
Best
that.
Best of luck to him.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that very much.
Scott. It was fun talking. I know you've been wanting to do this for some time, and we do appreciate you stopping by. And I can't wait for the next.